And those leading facts, according to him, were that the embryos of the most distinct species belonging to the same class are closely similar, but become, when fully developed, widely dissimilar. Darwin even believed that early embryos show us more or less completely the condition of the progenitor of the whole group in its adult state. He considered this by far the strongest single class of facts in favor of his theory. Darwin's strongest evidence. Several decades before Darwin published The Origin of Species, German embryologist Karl Ernst von Baer had shown that the embryos of some vertebrates, animals with backbones, pass through a stage at which they look very much alike. The idea that vertebrates start out looking very similar as early embryos and then become progressively more different as they develop into adults became known as von Baer's law, though von Baer himself knew of many exceptions to it. Von Baer did not regard embryology as evidence for evolution. When Darwin proposed his theory, von Baer explicitly rejected the claim that the various classes of vertebrates, i.e. fishes, amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals, were descended from a common ancestor. According to historian of science Timothy Lenoir, von Baer criticized Darwinists for having already accepted the Darwinian evolutionary hypothesis as true before they set to the task of observing embryos. Yet, in what historian of science Frederick Churchill calls one of the ironies of 19th-century biology, von Baer's view was confounded with and then transformed into the evolutionary doctrine that the embryos of higher organisms pass through the adult forms of lower organisms in the course of their development. It was this evolutionary distortion of von Baer's work that Darwin considered the strongest evidence for his theory. In the 1860s, German Darwinist Ernst Haeckel made some drawings to illustrate this distorted view, and Darwin relied on the drawings in later editions of The Origin of Species and in The Descent of Man, 1871. Haeckel's embryo drawings, in one form or another, have since been reprinted in millions of biology textbooks, which use them as evidence for Darwinism. But Haeckel faked his drawings. Furthermore, Haeckel was very selective in his choice of embryos. Haeckel omitted embryos from two orders of mammals that include platypuses and kangaroos. He also omitted the two classes of vertebrates that include lampreys and sharks, and the order of amphibians that includes frogs, all of which look quite different from the groups portrayed. Bending the facts of nature. Haeckel's fakery was exposed by his own contemporaries, who accused him of fraud, and it has been periodically re-exposed ever since. In 1997, British embryologist Michael K. Richardson and an international team of experts published photographs of actual embryos and compared them to Haeckel's drawings,